Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Hypno Cafe Open Buffet. Imagine for a moment a very unusual establishment. You can close your eyes if you like and just relax where you are. And imagine a place where there is much more possible than what we are used to. A place where your choice decides what happens to you. Whichever part of this fantasy you enjoy to participate in, you can. And anything else, you can simply pass by like any open buffet. The choice is entirely yours, and you have the power to choose and pick, and maybe experiment, because it's all there. Nobody can know what you'll choose in advance. Nobody can see you think or hear your thoughts. They are all your own, so feel free to take or leave as you please. And remember, this place is special, a wonderful fantasy where anything is possible. And as soon as you leave the buffet, you can feel right back to normal and enjoy the memories. Unless, of course, you secretly chose the amnesia rolls, but let's not go there this time. You might be wondering how such a buffet even got started. The room you are in is eclectic, kind of strange and special in a way that is difficult to describe. Almost everyone in the room has chosen their portion already, and, well, each of them are enjoying their own particular fantasy. For now, though, let's focus on the buffet itself. What is on offer? What could you take? The whole buffet is sort of divided into different sections. There are some obvious ones, like a whole table full of transformation options. On there, you can find the classics. There's a really nice fembot option, one that slowly transforms your body and mind into the perfect serving fembot machine. And the more you choose it, the more it envelops you. It's almost as if you can feel your nerves changing to circuitry, your muscles to actuators, your skin to a very unique substance. And the more you participate of the Fembot special, the more you can also feel that programming happening. The instructions to serve, the need to clean, and a few other fun things as well. It's a very powerful transformation, and not unusual to be seen either. However, there's also even more options. Right next to the Fembots, there's the more simple android option. Very similar to before, feeling your body change to circuitry and metal. And yet, your mind grows ever emptier. As an android, you are open for programming, curious to figure out how you will be used. Now then, this is interesting. Just to the side of that one, there's a very different kind of transformation, something that makes you feel more cat-like. The label says Neko transformation. It means cat person. You could easily imagine yourself growing really nice cat ears, sensitive to sound and touch. And then the strange tingling at the base of your spine as a tail begins to grow. Very sensitive, in fact. The surface of the tail is fuzzy, as well as the rest of your skin, turning a bit more into such pretty fur. And you purr so well. You can imagine how your hands are changing, shaping more into that of a cat girl. Oh yes, the start of the buffet is quite powerful. Each of these transformation, another step into a different experience. Now it seems that the transformations are becoming more emotional or internal rather than external. There are labels, of course, to make sure that you only pick and choose what you want to do. You can hear some giggling. Bimbo. It's one of those that some people enjoy quite a lot. The wonderful emptiness of mind, the giggly, playful, superficial nature, and of course, the really happy-go-lucky feeling that comes with it. It's just nice to feel like a bimbo, to feel how your mind changes into that bubbly, sensual, sexual state of mind. And right next to it, there's a very common one as well. Slut. A lot of people think that this is limited to any kind of gender or identity, but it's not. It's a liberation, a sort of openness of sexuality, a desire to just explore all that sex has to offer. Feeling like a slut, feeling powerful in your desires and drive. There's a glint in your eyes, a sort of desire to explore, a lust to feel. Right next to the slut, there's something else there as well that's kind of like a transformation, and it also isn't. There's two options there. It's difficult to choose. Both of them have a sense of unmoving to them. Both of them are frozen in place, and yet there's a subtle difference. The first one is human furniture. You could imagine being placed in a position where you or a chair, or perhaps you are placed in such a way that people could eat of you, your body becoming less and less mobile, just slowly returning to a wonderful stillness of body and mind, perfect, empty furniture. Or instead, the statue, frozen in place and looked at, maybe dressed up and prettied. You could almost imagine your arms and hands moving in such a way that you are placed in the most alluring pose. Your feet and legs and body all just there to be moved. And as you're slowly moving in the position that is just right for you, you can become a human statue as you slowly get more and more frozen in place. Now that we get to the more kinky side of the buffet, there's some that are not for everyone, but it's also easy to see how people could enjoy this. First, there is one which leaves everyone too tied up to respond. Not quite a statue, of course, just bound to a chair, or bound, tied up completely, feeling the ropes rubbing over your skin, feeling the texture and intensity of the tight bonds that keep you in place, unable to move, unable to escape. The sweet sensation of bondage can be quite nice. A lot of people enjoy the stillness of mind once they're entirely tied up. Then there is the different side of kink: spanking. Whether you are tied up or not, I'm sure you could imagine trying to just innocently sit down and feel a spank every time. Just a spank to correct you, a spank to help you remember to be good, a spank that puts you in your place, and a spank that helps you remember it. And of course, there's the lovely, appetizing drug play. You can never be sure what happens next. The effect of drugs can be powerful and subtle at the same time. Do you feel yourself getting dizzy and dreamy, floaty and high, almost disconnected from your mind in a imaginative state of being? Or is it something more sexual in nature, a drug that creates a sensation of arousal everywhere in your body? Is it something that lights up your internal cravings to the point where it becomes almost irresistibly strong and powerful, a drug that drives you to desire and doesn't stop until you give in? Then again, it might be something else entirely. It could be a drug, a sexy truth serum that makes you speak your fantasies truthfully, no matter how dirty or depraved or naughty the question you have to answer. Of course, the effect is temporary, but the blush may last for a while. (Laughs) to some of the more hypnotic side of the buffet. Well, there's one more in between. It's rather difficult to fit it in, either with transformation or kink, but the latex bodysuit, the feeling of being covered by this shiny material all over, responding to every movement, slightly restricting you, but also making you so sensitive. There is a beautiful smoothness to your skin, then, a sort of shininess that seems to reflect your desire to just be a doll. But like I said, the rest of the table is much more hypnotic. There's a few very interesting brainwashing options. Ones that can completely take your mind away like that. Some of them brainwash you to the point of unawareness, creating a flow in your behavior that just seems so natural that you barely even know that you should be questioning yourself. There's the very popular unaware exhibitionism. It creates this lovely feeling of being free and liberated and yet not knowing why you feel so open and sensual, so beautiful and amazing. Then there's brainwashing to serve. The feeling of being told over and over again, subtly, with spirals and effects, with sparkles and swinging, you exist to serve. And that existence, that deep purpose, is so simple and so nice in its simplicity. The brainwashing would happen again and again until the simple state of serving feels like the most normal thing in the world. To brainwashing to become a toy. It's a little more subtle than just objectification. It's the idea that you are brainwashed very specifically to become someone's toy, a toy that exists for their pleasure, a toy that wants to learn exactly what pleases them, what makes them feel good. Then, near the end of the buffet, there is one more choice. A lot of people forget about it initially, but when they reach this point, they often feel like, oh, yes. It's the brainwashing by an evil scientist. Or another villain of choice, of course. There's quite a beautiful range to pick from. There's, of course, the evil overlord, the mad scientist. And you can pick and choose whatever you want. The idea that they will simply take you in their clutches and begin to use technology and teasing to completely manipulate your mind into the never unending flow of trance pulling you deeper and deeper and deeper. That wonderful feeling of being conquered, brainwashed to the point of just becoming a drooling, drifting, dropping nothing. And what happens after is sometimes a little unpredictable. Be it not your nice surrender or serenity. This brainwashing by this villain is a never-ending spiral, a story happening over and over again until your will is deliciously broken. And yet, at some point, you will finish your meal. You will slowly arise and awaken from the strange slumber in which you were pulled. At some points, the fantasy will be fading, but the memories remain as vivid and powerful as they were, as real as your mind. Unless, of course, you did partake of those deliciously looking amnesia rolls. But that's up to you. And once you return from this strange cafe, you'll be back to normal, however much that may be. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And nine, 10, awake. And I hope you enjoyed the buffet.